the program for Wednesday Funds. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We're talking about excavating in Old Jerusalem. Physical Jerusalem went through different periods of destruction and war and earthquake and was rebuilt. And then in the rubble, archaeologists have excavated and they have found many interesting things. Well, as we talk about spiritual Jerusalem, the Church of Jesus Christ, we realize that it likewise has gone through periods of conquest and destruction and rebuilding and what have you. And there is a need of a careful excavation. For example, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, Paul is writing to these Christians, and he tells them, yes, Jesus is coming back from heaven, but there are certain things that are going to take place first. And among them, he says in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. A falling away from the truth church would come before Christ came back from heaven. Jesus prophesied that false Christ would arise and deceive many. And Paul, in different places besides here, mentions the falling away, the apostasy that was to come from the true church, and the dark ages that would come upon the world. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them that believe and know the truth. Yes, a falling away would come. Paul mentions it in Acts 20, verses 28 through 32, as he is speaking to the Ephesian elders, even of their own number some would fall away, and the true Jerusalem, the true church, would be disrupted in the purity of its doctrine and what it stood for and stands for. Well, when a situation like that occurs with the destruction of a city, and archaeologists dig, sometimes it's hard to distinguish the bounds of the ancient city, and especially Jerusalem. Even spiritual Jerusalem is like ancient Jerusalem. Like Jerusalem today, there's an admixture of strange people occupying the city, and it's hard to do any excavating. We today have a great mixture of denominational voices which tell us that the boundaries are here and the bounds are there. There's confusion. Instead of coming to Jerusalem, it's more like coming to Babel. Then besides the living people, the traditional rubbish of almost 2,000 years makes it hard for us to locate the original boundary of this city as we're trying to excavate in Old Jerusalem and with our tools dig and find the bounds of this spiritual city that we might reclaim our knowledge of it and get back to God's pattern. I know when Paul spoke in the 20th chapter of Acts to the Ephesian elders about the falling away and some drawing away disciples after them, he gives them some instructions here in verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. So God's word is what we need. We need to follow Paul's advice. We need to dig a little deeper into the Bible and see what it teaches as we seek out the true bounds of the Church of Jesus Christ in the Scriptures. As Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy, he writes in chapter 3 about falling away and evil men waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. He points Timothy to the Scriptures here, that from a child he has known the Holy Scriptures and how that the Word of God is very profitable in following the truth and going in the right way. And to counteract this falling away, he says in chapter 4, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead, or the living and the dead, at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. Yes, we need the word of God. Let us throw aside the rubbish of human opinions and the stratified traditions and doctrines of men, and get back to the simple word of God, the old Jerusalem, the church of the New Testament. Thank you for listening today.